This is episode 1121. Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. And I welcome you to the final episode of our seven-part series we've been exploring this week on happiness. I'm Mary Meckley, and I share a different meditation technique every day here on the podcast. And the techniques are always customized our weekly theme, so you can really master a particular quality in your life by exploring it each day. And in today's episode, you're going to be guided in a reflection meditation technique. When you reflect back over what may have worked this week as you explored happiness and what didn't work so well, you're going to learn how you can move forward, and you'll know what to avoid when you run into different challenges in regard to your happiness. So you've been focusing on a happiness challenge, and you've chosen one area of your life where you're not so happy. And throughout the week, you've been cultivating happiness and trying out different meditation techniques to see what might work well for you. Now, if you're just joining us, no worries at all. The series don't follow any sequence, and so you are in the right place. Well, every final episode of a series, which is today, the final episode of the Happiness Challenge, I encourage you to go outside and meditate. If you could meditate outside every day, that would really bring your meditations to the next level. And I like you to go outside because this is a way for you to connect with the world around you. If you could do a walking meditation, that would be fantastic. Or simply sit down and do your meditation outside or with the door open or a window open if you're inside in your regular meditation space. Anything you can do to remove the layer between you and your environment is only going to enhance your meditation. So for the reflection meditation today, simply sit or walk as you go about your day, whatever you're doing as you listen to this episode. Think about your happiness challenge and just reflect on the part of your life where you're not so happy and where you need support the most. And how you might be able to get some support to help you feel more at peace with this part of your life. And then think about the different techniques that you explored this week if you listened to the series. And if you're new, think about what you generally do that makes you feel happy. Is it spending time with someone? Did the breathing techniques make you feel more at peace? Or the affirmation, did you find yourself empowered? Or the mudra, or the chakra, or the herbal tea, and the many visualizations we did this week? Think about what worked really well for you. A lot of times we try to gloss over when we're happy. We try to put on a happy face and smile through the pain. Well, I want you to consider what truly makes you feel happy and feel more at peace about the part of your life where you struggle to find happiness. And then think about what seems to trip you up, what seems to trigger unhappiness, what challenges you when you try to be happy. Become aware of these triggers. And think of three things you could do to feel happier today. Three things. And you might include one of those things as a way to help someone else feel more happiness, because you get back what you give. So take these reflections into your meditation as you put the final touches on your happiness challenge this week. I've so enjoyed sharing this series with you. And I want you to know, as always, if you want more, you want to be guided longer through a full half-hour meditation where you have the option to break off at the 15-minute mark, I share a way to do that at my soon-to-be-released app, but it's currently a subscription membership site, and that's at my website at sipandom.com, sipandom.com. And you'll have to excuse my voice. It seems to be getting hoarser by the minute. I have a cold that I'm getting over. So anyways, you can find these meditations, over 1,000 guided meditations, as well as slow down guides with the techniques and a journal that's customized with each week's series. So this week, it's a happiness journal, and you get a private Facebook group to go along with your subscription. Again, it's very soon to be released as an app. And as always, you are so worth slowing down for.